couple of years ago, Cheryl and I was over in Ireland, and they was going to trying to find a source right here where the big ones were in this man, and they couldn't find them there. And so the lady finally said, well, I'll try one in the back of your hand. But she said, I'm never good at getting one in the back of your hand. And Cheryl says, honey, why don't you pray? So I said, sure. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, let that woman, when she puts that in the back of his hand, instantly hit a main artery and let the blood flow perfect right now in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, thank you, it's done. I said, ma'am, stick that needle in and guarantee you'll get it first time. You hear any faith in that? That's a little different than I was 30 years ago when I didn't even have enough knowledge to pray, period. The woman looked at me strange, reached up there, stuck it in his hand, blood just shot out just like that. She says, wow. That was awesome, wasn't it, honey? Cheryl sat right there beside me. She saw that. You know, what happens when we pray? I mean, when you pray in faith, sure it does. I mean, when you pray in faith, when you learn who you are, how many spiritual blessings belong to you when you become a child of God? Now then, if you walk holy and walk in love, how many of God's promises are yes and amen? Do you know where that's found? Uh-oh, I didn't hear very many yeses. Jordan, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I want you to see what 2 Corinthians 1:20 says. For a few of the promises of God. What does that say, young lady? Oh, so you're going to get a hold of that, aren't you? For all the promises of God. Woo, wow. For all the promises of God in Him. Now, if you've got to be in Him, right? You've got to be in Jesus. Now, if you're in Him, then this is a whole different ballgame. If you're not in Him, then this stuff don't work for you. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. We are the ones that praise the prayer of faith. By us, these things happen. But He's the one that does it. He glorifies His Son through this, but He has to use you to get it done. Without you on this earth, He can't do nothing. He has limited Himself on the earth through prayers of men and women of faith. I mean, if I ever thought God made a mistake, it's when He limited Himself through me. I thought, oh, God, you're in big trouble. We're on the same plane, aren't we, Tom? But now we know that He knew what He was doing, right? I mean, if we can learn how to pray in faith, what can the King do? Anything. That's exactly right. When you learn to pray in faith, I mean, you can pray in faith like that and see that lady over there in Ireland. It's amazing how God could be over there with us. You know, I think about how God can be over there with Cheryl and I that day. I mean, and I prayed that prayer of faith, and He put that needle exactly in the right place, and that blood flowed out. I think about going down to Gatesville to pray for that man the other day. Blood pressure is 138 on the low side. Now, that's a little high. You know, that's a little high for the high number. But, you know, if you're just sitting there doing nothing. But for the low side, that's really high. This woman checked his blood pressure, and the low one, she said, Charlie, your blood pressure is extremely high. The low number is 138. And said, we may have put you on some blood pressure medicine. I said, ma'am, what should it be? She said, about 70. I said, okay. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle? First of all, I said, are you a Christian? Yeah. I said, do you go to church? Well, yes. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle? She kind of laughed and said, no. I said, how would you like to see Him do one? She said, what are you talking about? I said, Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Does it say that? Mark 11:23, what does it say? Mark 11:23. Jesus is talking, for verily I say unto you, is that you? Yeah. Put my name there. So I say unto Thurman, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now there's the kicker. Shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? See, that God made that promise. That's one of those spiritual blessings that belongs to you. That's one of them right there. Whoa, aren't those great? Whoa, them wonderful promises. I told that lady, I said, now because, I mean, just look at that. Meditate on that a minute. Did that say you can have whatever you say with your mouth if you can believe it with your heart? That's what it said. Now see, that old devil, you know, you start to do something, he'll say, oh, but you know, you old worthless thing, you don't think God would allow you to do these wonderful things. Now if you listen to that voice, you'll let that doubt slip in. And he'll beat you. But you got to believe the word. So I said, okay. I spoke to Charlie's arteries and veins. I said, I command them to open up and everything be perfect and his blood pressure to be about 70 on the low number. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, now maybe you can check him again. He's okay. You know what that nurse said? She said, yeah, it sure starts to walk out. She don't believe God. She's a Christian, goes to church. But so that's normal. If you had never, you don't know these scriptures, you can't stand on them, can you? So Charlie says, ma'am, please, would you check my blood pressure again? She said, Charlie, I just checked it. It was 138, and it's not going to change. I said, but ma'am, you said you'd never seen God do a miracle. And I asked you if you'd like to see one. I said, He's done one. Now see, how do I know that? I know my faith, and I know what the Word says. I said, he's done it. I guarantee the blood pressure is about 70. Charlie said, please. So she finally, okay, Charlie, for you, I'll check it one more time. But she said, it hasn't changed. I mean, she ain't got no faith. She puts that thing on his arm, pumps it up a little bit, and it starts coming down, and it starts coming down, and it starts coming down, and it stops at 72. I looked over at her, and tears were coming right out of both eyes, rolling off of her chin. I said, ma'am, you can't never say you've never seen God do a miracle now. You just saw him do one. She said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. Now, who are those spiritual blessings for? For me and her both? I mean, if you're a Christian, they belong to us, right, Tom? So what's wrong with us? We don't know the word. We don't believe it. He says, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. And was it his good will for me to walk in that kind of power? Is that his perfect will for you and me? Yes, it is. I said, oh, I know that's just for Thurman. He loves Thurman more than he does the rest of y'all. That's not true, is it? No. He loves you exactly the same as he loves me. There is no, that's the beautiful part about God. He has no favorites, and he says he doesn't. Now then, let's go to the next verse. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own. Meditate on that just a minute and think about what he said there, in that he has given you this wonderful inheritance. What is the inheritance technically? It began right now. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all these spiritual blessings become yours, and this inheritance of all this power and everything becomes yours now. And one day, when you do finally decide to give up your life on this earth, and you can control that a lot longer than you think. You know, most people today, we are pre-programmed that when you get past 40, we start thinking we're old. When we get 50, we know we're old. And when you get 60, forget it. You know, my back goes out, you know, and I can't do nothing no more. I've got to be in bed at 8:30 at night, you know. Well, I'm sure glad I'm not 60. I'm glad I'm young. I'm glad I'm 18. Praise the King. I mean, it's amazing how we think. I mean, if you're like I was, when I was 15 and my dad was 50, he was 35 years older than me. I mean, Dad was old. I thought he was old. I knew he was old. I mean, I was 15, and he was 50. And the reason I knew that, I could come in after he'd been working on them old bulldozers all day. He'd be sitting there in that chair, all reared back, laid out. I said, Dad, I said, you look like you're hurting. I said, son, I picked up some of them big old heavy gears on that bulldozer today, and I put my back out so I come home. And I said, what can you do about it? He said, son, when you get over 50, he said, you're just going to have pain. It's just a way of life. Now, see, my dad didn't know these promises. He's a Christian, but he didn't know these promises. He was a normal Christian. Didn't know the promises. He said, just take a couple more Andersons and go on. You just have to learn to live with pain. Well, let me tell you, I learned something my daddy never learned. I mean, here I am coming up on 69 at my next birthday, and I don't have no pain. I don't live in pain. You know, I have fun. You know, I mean, I think yesterday, I thought how much fun it was. Yesterday, Cheryl and I, we had to go to a wedding. It's a 3-hour drive to where the wedding was going to be. Well, we drove out to the airport, took 10 minutes, jumped in our little Mooney, and 50 minutes, we were down there. We went to the wedding. You know, we had a good time with all those people, and 7:30 or so, everybody, we'd talk to everybody and eat all their good food and all that stuff. We went, had one of the couples, one of my nieces that was going home, we had her and her husband drop us off at the airport. We jumped in that thing and up in the skies, and 50 minutes, we're back at the house. Praise the King. I love being able to fly around in those airplanes. You know, they make life so wonderful. And it gets better gas mileage than a car. You know, I mean, 160 miles an hour. Of course, coming into the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know, I was only about 5,500, so I put her on about a 200-foot-a-minute descent with wide-open throttle. You know, we're doing about 180, 190 coming across there. You can cover some ground at 180, 190 miles an hour. Now, not quite as fast as your jets are, Keith, but, you know, at least I'm getting there. One day I'm going to have a jet. I'm going to have one. You know, one of these days, praise the Lord. I can fly one, so praise God, that's no problem with that.
I'm ready.
And Cheryl's ready, yeah. But this, in all this, he's obtained this inheritance, and we're predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God has a will, and he tells us what it is in his word, and we have missed him. We have not walked where he wants us to, but let's go on to the next verses. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.